This is Wade Rethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Researchers have found that of the 100 doctors who received the most compensation from medical device makers in 2015, conflicts were disclosed in only 37% of the articles published in the next year. Some 85,000 children may have already died in Yemen, and 12 million more people may be on the brink of starvation. Casualties in part of the three-year-old American-backed Saudi war in Yemen. United Nations officials and aid experts warn that this could become the worst famine the world has seen in a generation. The French have arrested more than 1,400 people in the most recent yellow vest protest in Paris. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced its final plans to lower nutrition standards for grains, flavored milks, and sodium in school cafeterias that were part of the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act of 2010 that Michelle Obama, the former First Lady, had advocated. The Lean In movement is trying to figure out how independent it can actually become from the Sheryl Sandberg brand after she's become embroiled in Facebook controversies over slow walking change from Russian election interference to anything other than driving a money machine with founder Mark Zuckerberg. Police estimated that 55,000 people flocked to Kuala Lumpur's Independence Square to defend the principle of preferred treatment for the majority Muslim Malay population. Organizers plan the demonstration to prevent Malaysia signing on to a UN convention on eliminating racial discrimination. They warned it would dilute decades of affirmative action policies introduced to help Malays catch up economically with the generally wealthier ethnic Chinese. Stanford University is making changes in how it calculates undergraduate students' financial aid to exclude the value of home equity, acknowledging that many families may be house rich but cash poor, and see colleges out of reach. Securities Exchange Commission's Office of the Whistleblower has paid more than $326 million to 59 whistleblowers in 7 years in the wake of the Madoff scandal in 2011. The potential for sharing in such a huge payday has attracted plaintiffs' lawyers, forensic accountants, and former FBI agents to this government-sanctioned fraud hunt. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rethke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.